This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Hello and welcome to Financially Speaking. My name is Logan Waller from Bushka Wealth Management and Bushka Retirement Solutions. If you'd like more information about what you're hearing during our show today, give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. And while at the website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. During my career, I've heard frequently from clients who are leaving their current job or making a different change and are concerned about what to do with their current retirement accounts. And who can blame them? After all, this is money needed for a healthy retirement. During today's show, we're going to discuss two key topics about your retirement accounts, rolling over and staying put. But before we get into that, let me introduce my co-host here, Tony Shore, who I'm told has already decorated his house and front yard for Halloween.
Not true. But I am going to decorate for Halloween, but I usually wait until after the 1st of October. So now that we're into October, I will be putting up some lights. I'm a little late this year, usually around the 1st of October, end of September. But I have a neighbor who decorated mid-August their entire front yard for Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a little extreme.
Yeah, that's nuts. So I think that's scary right there. That's scary. And this is a kind of a scary. That's all I got for scary sound effects today.
I love it.
But we all need more fun in our lives, and Halloween is a fun time. And I think as far as our topic, it sounds like a great one. Now, before we get into that, though, we have Kaylee on the show as well. Kaylee, how have you been?
I've been great as well. A little bit behind on the decorating also, but I also like to wait until October. I feel like September's a little too early.
You're telling me it's way early. October is a good time to decorate. I bet you guys go all out. Do you decorate for Halloween, Logan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my birthday is actually later this month, so those listeners out there that want to send me a present, I'm totally fine with that. But, yeah, I love Halloween. Love the dressing up, love the decorating, all that.
That's funny. That's really funny. Well, we've got a great show lined up today, and I think this topic is it's a good one. I really like it. A lot of people, I'm sure, have wondered about what to do with their 401ks once they leave their job or go to another job or are going to retire. So where do we want to begin with this topic?
Well, we have a lot to cover today, but let's get rolling by first looking at 401k rollovers. A NerdWallet article titled 401k Rollovers, a Quick Start Guide, has some excellent fuel for our conversation today. At root, a 401k rollover is simply taking money out of your account and moving that money to another tax-advantaged retirement account. You have 60 days from when you receive the money or the assets from your 401k to put them into a different retirement account. You can instead, in many cases, should choose to utilize a direct rollover, which simply sends your money straight into a new account. With a rollover, you have four options. You can move your money to an IRA, a new 401k, leave it right where it is, or cash it out. Each of those four options has its own unique set of tax and financial ramifications.
Okay, so that makes sense. And I know that rollovers can be confusing. A lot of people don't know all the ins and outs. And we've talked about those options during previous shows. I'm guessing you're going to want to spend some time addressing each of those. But to our listeners out there, if their 401k needs are changing, you definitely need to be working with a financial professional to consider all the options, right?
Yes, of course. We always recommend that. But let's cover some stuff here today. So let's first look at rolling a 401k over to an IRA. Taking this route provides you with two possible benefits. The first one, more investment choices, and the second one, potentially lowering fees on those investments. Breaking things down further with that, there are three types of 401k rollovers available to you if you choose to roll your assets into an IRA. So number one is rolling over your traditional 401k to a traditional IRA. Taxes on that money you roll over and any investment earnings are deferred until you begin withdrawals during retirement. If you closely follow the rules, you shouldn't see any immediate tax implications. Now, the second type of rollover from a traditional 401k to a Roth IRA. Because you made your 401k contributions with pre-tax money and the Roth IRA uses after-tax money, there will be tax implications. Specifically, you'll have to pay taxes on what you rolled over in the year of that rollover. But because you won't owe taxes on future qualified distributions from your Roth IRA, this step may warrant a meeting again with a financial services professional. And then the third one here is a rollover from a Roth 401k to a Roth IRA. You won't face taxes for this rollover because a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA both utilize after-tax dollars.
Right. Okay. So that's rolling over from a 401k to an IRA. What do you have for us on rolling over your previous 401k to your new employer?
Well, it's pretty straightforward, Tony. To keep your money in one place, you can transfer the assets from a previous 401k to your new company's plan if your new plan permits it. Taking this step may simplify tracking on how your assets are performing because everything's in one location. You won't get hit with tax penalties when rolling assets from one 401k to another, so long as your money goes directly from the previous account to the current account. To roll from one 401k to another, reach out to the plan administrator at your previous company to determine if direct rollovers are allowed.
Okay, so a quick conversation with your former employer's HR department or plan administrator could clear up a lot of these questions, right?
Yep, that definitely would help out. And even if you switch jobs, you can leave your 401k with your former employer, if, again, they allow it. This may be especially good option if your former company's plan has a solid investment menu and reasonable fees. Be aware, however, that as a former employee, you may pay bigger 401k fees, and you also can't continue making contributions. Your former employer could also move your old 401k to a different provider. Typically, if your balance is between $1,000 to $5,000 and your former employer wants to close your account, it must be transferred to money into an IRA in your name, and they typically will notify you in writing. If your balance is less than $1,000, your former employer can cut you a check that you must put into a retirement account within 60 days to avoid any penalties and or taxes.
Okay. So, and that makes perfect sense. Now, in the time we have left in this segment, tell us about cashing out your 401k. I would assume this is something that you typically wouldn't recommend, right?
Not usually, but cashing out is an option, and that may come with a high cost. And like an indirect rollover, if you ask for a check, your former employer may withhold as much as 20% to pay the government for the distribution. And the IRS may also deem it as an early distribution, which could leave you with a 10% penalty as well as taxes.
Okay, so that's huge. You need to understand these things or you could be in a bad situation. This is a good conversation because it can save people from making expensive mistakes. We should probably take a quick break, but before the break, Logan, how can our listeners out there get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Yes. So they can, listeners here can visit the website at retirewithbushka.com or call our office at 715-355-4445. And we can discuss how we can answer your questions about your retirement accounts, your retirement goals, or any other elements of your financial strategy. It's always our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard to get to.
All right. Well, Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more on this topic on Financially Speaking with Logan and Kaylee after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Kaylee and Logan, our hosts today, and it's been a great discussion talking about three big topics about retirement accounts: rolling over, transferring, or staying put. When changing jobs, a lot of people out there I know are concerned about what to do with their current retirement account. And we've had some good options, you know, rolling your traditional 401k over to an IRA, rolling your traditional IRA 401k to a Roth, and rolling over a Roth 401k to a Roth IRA. So, and I know rolling your 401k over to your previous employer, to your current employer, and then maybe keeping your 401k with a former employer, which might not be good. And of course, the last scenario, cashing out your 401k, which before retirement is not a great idea. I know you've talked about that before on the show. What do you have for us next?
Well, going back to the NerdWallet article titled 401k Rollovers, A Quick Start Guide, I think it has more information that listeners will find very useful, including a rundown of just why a direct 401k rollover is so important. Remember, a direct rollover simply means your 401k plan writes a check to your new plan or initiates a direct transfer. If you choose an indirect rollover, your plan administrator sends the money directly to you, but you may keep 20% of the amount to pay taxes on that distribution. To get that money back, you must deposit the entire account balance, including what was held for taxes, within 60 days of the date that you received the distribution. The only exception to this is that if you want to establish a Roth IRA, which requires you to pay taxes on the distribution, unless those assets were already in a Roth 401k. Let's look at an example here. Imagine that your 401k balance is $20,000 and your former company sends you a check for $16,000. If you're not moving to a Roth IRA, you'll need to pay the $4,000 out of pocket so that the $20,000 is deposited into your IRA. During tax season, the IRS will recognize that you rolled over the entire $20,000 and they will refund the $4,000 that was withheld for taxes.
At least you get those $4,000 back, though, right? I mean, I'm curious about what you think some of the biggest pros and cons are, though, when it comes to rolling over a 401k into an IRA.
Well, it's a great idea, Tony. Like most other financial tools or options, a 401k rollover into an IRA would be an excellent move for some and the wrong move for others. Let's begin by considering some of the reasons why you may want to use this kind of rollover. An IRA often provides several benefits that a 401k doesn't, especially after you've left your job, which means you can't contribute more money and you're no longer utilizing that employer match. First, there aren't taxes and penalties with a direct 401k rollover into a traditional IRA. Your tax obligations are deferred until you begin taking withdrawals. The second thing, you'll have broader investment options because you'll have access to a variety of options, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, index funds, and exchange-traded funds. Third on here, you may see lower costs. There are RIA providers that don't charge fees to open or maintain an account, while a lot of 401k plans charge people various administrative fees, though some employers handle the costs for you. An IRA provider typically offers a bigger menu of investment choices, which means you may be able to choose investments with lower costs. And fourth, a 401k rollover into an IRA provides low-cost management options. You can open an IRA with a robo-advisor, which are computer-operated investment management companies that generally charge less than 0.5% to manage your account on your behalf, which simply means it picks your investments and manages them for you. When it comes to choosing and opening an IRA, I'd recommend a thorough conversation with your financial services professional before making any final decisions.
Oh, for sure. And those certainly sound like some great reasons to consider rolling a 401k over to an IRA. So what are some possible negatives, Kaylee?
Well, there are certain scenarios in which rolling over a 401k into an IRA wouldn't be the right move. First, there could be limited creditor protection. 401ks and properly handled rollover IRAs are protected in bankruptcy and against any claims from creditors. But IRA protection from creditors varies state to state, and bankruptcy protection is often limited. Second, there's also a lot of access to loans. A lot of 401k providers allow you to take loans from your plan, but IRAs don't permit loans. Third, there are required minimum distribution factors to consider. 401ks and traditional IRAs require you to begin distributions once you turn age 73. But 401ks have a loophole that permits you to delay those distributions until you've officially retired, even if you do so after turning 73. Fourth, 401ks provide the possibility of earlier access. If you leave your job, you may be able to utilize funds from your 401k as soon as you're 55. But with an IRA, on the other hand, you generally can't begin taking qualified distributions until you're 59 and a half. And lastly, you should be aware of taxes on company stock. In many cases, company stock should be rolled over to a taxable brokerage account rather than an IRA. Furthermore, if your 401k plan contains company stock, you should discuss the matter with both your financial services professional and your tax professional.
Yeah, and obviously there are pros and cons then when it comes to rolling over a 401k into an IRA. I didn't realize how many or how much there was to it. I mean, this is a lot, and I'm glad we're going over it today.
Yeah, there are indeed a lot of options, and I'm the first to recognize that we've gone over a tremendous amount of information here in just the last few minutes. And I'm sure some of your heads are swimming with questions and ideas. So I'd urge you to reach out to your financial services professional, because many of them have a great deal of 401k experience that will allow them to look at your current standings and your needs, your goals, your wants, your interests to help you make an informed decision as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, making an informed decision and not making expensive or costly mistakes is what it's all about. And there's a lot more to it and to these accounts than I think a lot of people realize. And it could make or break somebody's retirement. So before we move on, we're going to take another quick break. And before that break, Logan, let us know once again how our listeners out there can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with your staff there to get a plan in place.
Yes, so you can reach us by phone at 715-355-4445 or check us out on our website with retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and we'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking right after this.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I am here with Logan and Kaylee. Logan and Kaylee, great show so far today. You've been discussing the ins and outs of whether you should roll over or keep your retirement account in place when you leave a job. I think it's been an excellent show so far. What do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, we've talked a lot about rollovers, so in the time that we have left, I'd like to address why you may want to keep your retirement account with your previous employer. An article from MassMutual titled "Three Times When Leaving Your 401k with a Former Employer May Be Smart" provides some really excellent insights. The first reason you may want to consider leaving your 401k behind is the possibility of better investment options and fees. Simply put, if your new job has everything you've ever wanted, except a retirement account that provides you good choices and low fees, why not just leave it where it is? Fewer options and higher fees, according to the article, are most common when moving from a large company to a smaller company. Because larger companies often have the kind of assets that give them negotiating leverage to implement lower portfolio management fees. Interestingly, the article also notes that beyond potentially good investment options, your former employer's 401k may also provide access to institutionally priced investments, which may require a significant minimum investment or charge higher transaction fees to purchase them.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I've heard from some financial people out there that, hey, if you're no longer working for that company, your money shouldn't be either. So I know a lot of times you advise people don't leave their money in their 401ks at an old employer. But again, there are pros and cons to everything. I made that mistake. I left my money in, I had a unique situation where I'd left my money in my 401k at my employer. But I was working for a company and they got bought out by a bigger company. And we moved offices, and when we signed up for benefits at this new company that absorbed us, you know, I said, yeah, I want the 401k. I assumed that my old 401k at the company that was bought out, they would move it, but they didn't, or I missed an email or a form I needed to fill out. So when I left that company after another 5 years, I'm like, wow, my 401k isn't as large as it should be. And I realized after a year of not being at that company, I realized, hey, I still had that old 401k at an old company. So people can forget about them too. And that's really not good. So, but I think most people out there assume, hey, I've got a new job, so I better move everything over to my new company's retirement plan. But that's not always the case from what you're saying.
That's right, Tony. Another reason for keeping your account with your former employer may be the possibility of eventually needing early access to the money in your account. So if you leave your job during the year of your 55th birthday and you think there's a decent shot you'll need to withdraw from the money inside your retirement account prior to turning 59 and a half, it's probably best to leave that money right where it is. Or if not at all, at least a chunk of it. Why? Well, because of the rule of 55, which we touched on earlier in the show. But to recap that, if you retire, move on, or are let go during or after the calendar year in which you hit age 55, you're permitted to take withdrawals from your 401k without being slapped with that dreaded 10% early withdrawal penalty. But bear in mind that you'll still owe your ordinary income taxes on the money you withdraw. In my experience, many people know that 59 and a half is the age at which you can take penalty-free withdrawals from your IRA, but fewer people know of the earlier age that's permitted with a 401k. I should note here that a lot of financial services professionals recommend to their clients that they do not make those early withdrawals from their retirement savings unless you have additional sources of income and savings that are large enough to help you maintain your standard living throughout your entire retirement.
Right, and making sure your retirement strategy is well balanced between investments, income and savings, that's an excellent reason to meet regularly with a financial services professional, a trusted fiduciary like yourselves, right?
Absolutely, Tony. And next, the article notes that access to a stable value fund may be another solid reason to leave your account with your former employer. This may be a particularly wise play for those who are close to retirement and want to maintain a fairly conservative asset allocation. The reason for this is because many 401ks provide stable value funds that seek to maintain principal via a combination of fixed income securities and insurance company contracts. These insurance-wrapped bond funds that maintain a stable share price and that often provide a competitive yield aren't available outside of 401ks. Some people saving for retirement may choose to keep the fixed income portion of their portfolio in the 401k stable value fund and then do a partial rollover to invest the equity portion outside of their 401k.
Okay, so I think that's great information and insight, Kaylee. In the time we have left, Logan, give us some of the possible downsides of leaving your 401k behind with your former employer. And I kind of jumped the gun by saying one reason is that you might forget it. And people might shake their heads, but that happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, we see that quite often where people come in and they're like, hey, I worked for 10 companies before I met the current one, and we have all these 401ks to track down. So there's other downsides there, too. So
yeah.
The first potential downside is that you won't be able to keep making contributions to your plan once you leave your company, which could possibly diminish your compounded growth because the account will only provide returns based on the account balance on your last day with that company. You also may be charged a higher annual maintenance fee as a former employee. So think about that too. And furthermore, you lose the opportunity to borrow from your 401k after you leave. Many employers permit their current employees to take loans of as much as 50% of their 401k balance, up to the max of $50,000. Generally, those loans must be paid back within 5 years, with the interest that eventually goes back to you. I certainly recommend tremendous caution when it comes to taking a loan from your 401k, because you may have other better options to do. But the fact remains that leaving your 401k with your previous employer eliminates this option entirely.
Okay, so there it is right there. And yeah, that's a big downside. You can't make contributions to a 401k plan that's at an old employer. And those regular contributions out of every paycheck, that way of dollar cost averaging your way into the market is how you help your account grow. And I know you always recommend that. So not being able to do that is probably a good enough reason right there, let alone my reason forgetting about it or misplacing it and then having to track it down. That was a real hassle. And I really, really didn't like doing that. I'll never do that again anyway. I just wouldn't do any of these things without consulting with a trusted financial professional who's a fiduciary and going to look out for your best interest. I'm not going to name names, Logan and Kaylee, but I happen to know some people that can help you with these things. And I think it's been a great show discussing these topics today. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
Yeah, Tony, listeners can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com or call our office at 715-355-4445 to discuss how we can answer your questions about retirement accounts, your retirement goals, or any other elements of your financial strategy. It's our goal to help you prepare for your retirement you've worked so hard for.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Logan and Kaylee. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.